I rise today to apologize for a comment I made last week in the House. It was an unfortunate incident and one in which I am terribly sorry for. It was a comment that was started out of my great belief and dedication toward finding health care for all, and the moment overcame me. I'm a senator and a legislator that has spent many years, my whole adult life, looking for ways to achieve racial and economic justice for all. I was the author of the Iowa Minority Grants for Economic Success legislation that pumps over $3 million a year for minority education to college. And my commitment to trying to eliminate the disparity between health care for African Americans and other minorities propelled me to get too emotional, one in which I made not only an inappropriate but a despicable comment. It's from that that I realized immediately that it was wrong, and I apologized to the legislator that I was speaking to. I hope we learn from this, at least I have. No matter how well we think we are engaged, no matter how well we think we are connected, the difficulty of race relations sometimes overcomes us. It's reviewed and considered by many to be a statement of hatred, and I apologize to you as a member of this body, because anything we say reflects upon all of us. I hope that you'd be able to understand the situation, but also understand and accept my sincere apology. Under no circumstance should a word like that ever be used. And when I told my daughter the other day, I just told her what I said, and it was an immediate response, one in which I was very proud of for her. She said, "Dad, you should never say that word." There wasn't a thought behind that. She did it instantly. She did it because she was told about the values that we hold true. And so that's the only connection I can give to you, that our values do pride and do hold highly, that all people deserve the same rights, and nobody deserves to be talked to the way I or use the words that I used. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize not only to the legislators, but to the staff, but to the pages who are our hope for the future, that maybe can understand that even those of us that are embedded in our fight for racial justice sometimes doesn't hold the highest standard. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your forgiveness. Thank you, Mr. President.